Welcome, welcome, welcome to The Intersection. I am your host, Amy Manuel, and if you want to join me here on The Intersection, all you need to do is go to gabnet.net. That's gabnet.net. 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 And on the right-hand side of the page, underneath Zoom, you will see Alex Bennett's name, and just below that, you will see Amy Manuel's name. That is me. Click on my name and join us here and join the fun. And as we do now every night, we might talk a little bit of politics, but mostly we're just going to have fun and play games and do trivia and that sort of thing. Now, one of the things that on our next round of Dare to Be Stupid trivia, I'm going to give to whomever might join us, is a little thing that happened in Atlanta during the No Kings protests last Saturday, a week ago now, and that is, there were some Proud Boys. They were trying to make trouble. They were trying to cause a scene. They were trying to get things to break out into violence and start a fight. But instead, a brass band started playing and played so loud and wonderfully and fun that all anybody could do was clap and dance and join the fun, including the Proud Boys. They disarmed the Proud Boys with tubas and trombones. That's right. Parade band, marching band, brings about peace. Oh, it's beautiful. It's so beautiful. I love when they disarm the militias with the silly. Can't beat that. We also saw that there's a new thing going around. Well, it's actually been around for a little while, but it came back. It's back and more fun than ever. Ice piñatas. No, I don't mean ice as in frozen water. I mean Immigration and Customs Enforcement piñatas. Now, I have seen before the Trump piñatas. Those look like fun. And now ice piñatas. Love it, love it, love it. It's the joyous mockery and silliness. I've always felt that disarming with humor and music is much more effective than violence. Violence against violence gets you more violence. That's all it does. But bring on the brass band. Gotta love it. Gotta love it. Well, there's been a number of things happening since then. We had J.D. Vance. J.D. Vance did a speech in L.A. Yeah, so L.A. is too violent for Los Angelinos, apparently, but not for the Republican caucus and the vice president, where they stayed at the Four Seasons in Hollywood. At least it wasn't the landscaping. Oh, you know, I think I'm going to have to go back and add to the list of Dare to Be Stupid some of the stuff, some of the really stupid things from the first Trump administration and the first campaign and the second campaign. because I was reminded that today about the Four Seasons landscaping. It's just next to the dildo shop. Yes. Lest we all forget. Dare to be stupid. I don't even know how you make fun of that when it's already too stupid to begin with. Welcome, Charlie.
Hey, Amy.
Hey, you are first on this evening.
Oh, okay. Glad to be here.
I'm glad you're here, too. Looks like you're at girlfriend's house tonight.
Yes, I'm a very happy camper tonight.
All right. Well, hi. Hi, Louise.
Hi.
Oh. Well, we're going to need at least one other person to make this much of a game. Unless you want to play, Louise.
I'm no good at trivia.
I don't know. I thought you were doing pretty good answering for Charlie a couple of times.
Last time.
That's because you gave me the kindergarten version.
All right. Well, what are your plans for the weekend?
I got to do payroll tomorrow.
That's no fun.
Yeah.
But, you know, you'll get it done, and then how long before you have to do it again? Another week?
2 weeks. I do it every 2 weeks.
Well, so, yeah, you'll have 2 weeks off after that.
Well,
yeah. Well, I mean, I have to work constantly during those 2 weeks so I can finish up all in one day. Otherwise, I wouldn't get them out on Saturday.
Oh, well, there's that.
Yeah. I do a little bit every day.
I
marathon on Saturday.
I noticed that the infighting amongst the radical right has escalated again. This time, let me pull this up here. Oh. So, Steve Bannon says Kayleigh McEnany is infantile and says Fox and Sean Hannity should be investigated because of their coverage on the Middle East suggests they represent a foreign government.
Yep. I think Trump represents a foreign government.
Oh, yes. But I also think Steve Bannon represents foreign government as well.
Yes, he does too, yep.
I just love that they're eating their own now.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if you saw the video of there was a parade in, there was a march, a No King's Day march in Atlanta, where the Proud Boys showed up and were trying to start something. Do you know how they broke that up?
No, I didn't see that. I didn't even hear about it. Yeah.
Brass band started playing and the just and drowned them out. And they played and played and played, and all anybody can do, including the Proud Boys, was clap along. I just, you know, that is the way these people that are calling for violence yeah. only gives you more violence.
That's right.
But humor and music is the only real answer to violence. Humor and music is the only real answer to violence. It's the only way that you stop violence instead of escalating it.
You noticed that my name didn't change. It stayed Charlie Wallace.
I knew it would on Zoom.
Yeah.
Yep. Alan just joined us, and so now we have enough people to have some fun.
Now, my computer, the one I'm on right now, is called Dr. Allen for some reason. I have no idea how Microsoft put that in there, but
wow.
Anyhow, I just haven't changed it, but Zoom has always been Alan W. So.
Yeah.
Well, Zoom remembers what you did last time.
Yeah, it's not a Microsoft product yet.
All right,
Once Teams fails.
Let's do some trivia. I'm going to stick with the green cards, with the science cards.
What if we do like washers and dryers, you know? What is the thing in the middle called? No, go ahead.
What about washer and dryer? That lost me.
Trivia, washers and dryers.
I don't have washer and dryer trivia. I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry.
All right. In 2009, infestation of which insects referred to scientifically as Simex lictularius was so rampant in 2009 that a summit was held in Chicago a year later to stop the invasion.
Crickets.
Fire ants.
Good guesses, but no.
Cicada.
No. Bed bugs.
I don't have another guess.
Bed bugs.
Bed bugs? Oh, that's right. I remember that. Yeah.
There were 11,000 infestation complaints in New York City alone in 2009.
And now there's only 10,500 each year.
What resort in Florida had a problem with bed bug infestation?
Mar-a-Lago.
Ding, ding, ding. All right.
Couldn't have happened to a nicer place.
Yeah.
Which 2000 email virus caused losses of $10 billion in 20 countries by pretending it was a love letter?
Love bug virus.
That is correct.
Oh, okay.
That was just a guess. I don't know.
It was correct guess. It worked. Yeah. All right. Which New York City borough was hardest hit by the 2013 invasion of cicadas, insects that lie dormant underground for 17 years and crawl out only to mate? Which New York City...
Sounds like a Donald Trump joke.
Which New York City borough was hardest hit by the 2013 invasion of cicadas, insects that lie dormant underground for 17 years and only crawl out to mate?
I'm going to guess Staten Island.
That would be correct. In which African country was a new order of insects found in 2002? The first discovery of its kind in 87 years. Was it Mali, Burundi, or Namibia?
Wait. I'm lost. In 87 years, so it's been found before, 87 years before.
Let me read the question again. In which African country was a new order of insects found in 2002, the first discovery of its kind in 87 years? Was it Mali, Burundi, or Namibia?
Mali.
I'm going to say Namibia.
And you would be right, Charlie. It is Namibia.
And what is the...
I think that's when I first heard that country's name.
And what is the insect called?
Yeah, it's a cross between a stick insect, a mantid, and a grasshopper.
Mm. Well, I feel very good now when I go to bed tonight knowing that.
Yep.
Which exterminating company went big in a 2007 ad campaign showing silly 6 foot tall bugs desperately trying to get into a house?
6 foot tall bugs. And this is the name of a company?
The Bug Hotel or something like that? Roach Hotels?
Which exterminating company?
Oh.
Which exterminating company went big in a 2007 ad campaign?
Western Exterminator. No, they have a spider on the side of their door. Vein, of course.
Orkin.
Oh.
One was disguised as a pizza delivery man.
Yeah. Yep. Now that you mention it.
And not a Candygram, because that's a land shark. Land shark.
That was so funny. I remember when Saturday Night Live kept doing that.
There is a science fiction book that I remember listening to the audiobook when it was still on vinyl albums. Because I started listening to it on a road trip with somebody. And I think it was War of the Worlds. It was an L. Ron Hubbard book.
Yeah.
And my thought at the end was, that was a really long way to go for a land shark joke.
Was that, was it Battle Something Earth?
Battleship Earth, that's it.
Battleship Earth,
Battleship Earth, yes. It was a land shark joke. Because at the end of the book, the aliens that are trying to buy up all the planets are described as gray and scaly.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a land shark. I wonder when that book came out.
I think it came out before I was born, like in the 40s or something.
I don't know. It's a good thing to look up. All right. Which science fiction TV show pits a band of courageous resistance fighters led by actor Noah Wiley against large alien bugs called Skitters?
No idea.
I can see the show, but I can't remember the name of it.
It's called Falling Skies. It premiered in 2011.
Yeah, I watch that show every week. I never missed it.
I good never show. Even heard of it. But I love Noah Wiley.
Yeah.
All right, new category, airlines. Which major aircraft manufacturer unveiled its lighter, smoother, more turbulence resistance, and more fuel efficient 787 Dreamliner in 2007?
Boeing.
Boeing is correct.
Wow.
What twin objects did Continental Airlines begin retrofitting onto its 737 aircraft in 2004 to cut fuel consumption and reduce emissions?
Using one-ply toilet paper. I don't know. That's a strange question.
Winglets.
Winglets.
Mm-hmm.
That's a new one for me. I don't remember that.
Now, let me read that question again. What twin objects did Continental Airlines begin retrofitting onto its 737 aircraft in 2004 to cut fuel consumption and reduce emissions?
Okay.
And the answer was winglets. Yeah. They were the first commercial airline to do
just
it.
Just about every fuel aircraft in the world nowadays. Made it use less fuel, made it easier to fly, less wind resistance or something, yeah.
It has to do with at the end of the wing, there's as the wing is going through the air, there's a swirling or something, and it stops the swirling and gives the plane more lift or something like that. Somebody explained it to me one time. I always thought it was just another place that they could stick the United Airlines sign on it.
Continental.
But United uses them too, so does Southwest.
Well, now they do, but right. Continental was the first.
Oh, okay. Good.
That was the question.
Are they still in business? I don't think so.
I think they merged.
Yeah, I think they merged with somebody else. Cause there's only like American three or United.
What colorfully named low-cost airline, which launched in 2000 with two destinations, now flies to 84 locations in 24 states and 12 countries?
JetBlue.
That is correct. What Dallas-based airline boasted a fleet of 679 Boeing 737s in 2015, giving credence to their tagline, "You are now free to move about the country."
Southwest.
That's correct.
Ah.
What innovative airline's dashing CEO announced that it would be launching the first glass-bottom airplane in 2013 as an April Fool's Day joke?
I mean, really?
That's it. Forget me ever getting on that
plane. Luggage. I have no idea.
All right, let me read the question again, because I think when you hear the question again, you'll get it. What innovative airline's dashing CEO announced that it would be launching the first glass-bottomed airplane in 2013 as an April Fool's joke?
It must be Virgin, whatever it's called.
Yes, it's Virgin. Richard Branson blogged about it so excitedly that many people believed it.
Yeah.
Actually, I kind of think it would be cool.
Not me. I'd be up trucking constantly.
Neither one of us like heights. And if it was just looking into luggage, how boring, you know, below you. But glass bottom doesn't really say luggage that you can look in. I wouldn't fly that.
Who wrote the 2013 book Cruising Altitude: Tales of Crash Pads, Crew, Drama, and Crazy Passengers at 35,000 feet? Flight attendant, pilot, or passenger?
Passenger.
I think it would be flight attendant.
Flight attendant is correct. The author's name is Heather Poole. All right. And we're off. New category. Animal tattoos. Which Friends celeb got her first tattoo at 42 in honor of her late dog, Norman?
Harry Poppins.
There's only three of them. Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston is correct.
Okay.
His name is inked on her right foot. Which pop superstar?
Boy, that is true love, if anything.
Yeah.
Bottom of her foot. By the way, the bottom of the foot has a lot of nerve endings in it.
Yeah.
That would hurt having that tattoo put there.
It doesn't say on the bottom of the foot. It just says inked on her right foot.
Oh, I thought you said the bottom of the foot.
No, his name is inked on her right foot.
Yeah.
So it doesn't say bottom of the foot. It just says foot. All right. After filming a pirate movie in 2003, which actor had both a sparrow and the name of his son, Jack, tattooed on his arm?
Jack Nicholson.
No, Johnny Depp.
That's correct.
Jack Sparrow.
All right.
Oh, Jack Sparrow. There you go. I actually never saw any of those movies, but yeah, if you'd said Jack
Sparrow. They're quite fun. At least the first one is. I think after the
first
one.
The first one was the best, yeah.
Yeah, after that, they got kind of silly.
A captain during the days of cannonballs and stuff, right?
Yeah, I mean. This is another one of those things, like, people get romantic about pirates, and I'm like, no, out at sea, on a ship, no real sanitation and you know, showers.
What are you talking about? You just urinate over the edge.
And yeah.
You don't have to worry about a women's bathroom because there's no women on a pirate ship.
Yeah, so... There's no women. There's no bathrooms. So you got a lot of smelly guys. A lot of disease.
You know, like you say, you go over the edge. You sit on the edge, and you do your business, and you take your hand and scoop up the water out of the ocean, and clean yourself like a bidet.
Oh God,
I don't TMI. Think so.
And you pray that you miss the galley.
Which pop superstar embraced her uniqueness in 2011 by getting a unicorn tattoo inscribed with the words "Born This Way"?
Lady Gaga?
That's correct. What Maroon 5 frontman picked his first tattoo a dove, the symbol of peace, which he had inked after 9/11.
That sounds vaguely familiar, but I can't remember.
Maroon 5 frontman.
Whatever that means.
Yeah, I remember reading about that happening, but I don't know the name of the guy that did it.
Adam Levine.
Okay, yeah, from
Maroon 5.
Well, yeah, but he was originally on some show like America's Got Talent or something like that.
What shock jock honored his English bulldog Bianca when she died in 2012 by having her name tattooed on his arm?
Alex Bennett.
No, his son.
Right. No, it's one of his rivals, you know, one of the many people, one of the many people that he's in. Yeah.
In Shock Jock, the only person I could equate to Shock Jock would be Howard Stern.
Then that would be correct.
Alex kept saying he thought Howard Stern might be his long lost son that he gave up for adoption, or his girlfriend gave up for adoption a long time ago.
Well, they are kind of a little off.
All right. What actress activist celebrated her Cambodian citizenship in 2004 by getting a large Bengal tiger tattooed on her back?
Could you read the question again?
What actress activist celebrated her Cambodian citizenship in 2004 by getting a large Bengal tiger tattooed on her back?
Ouch. I don't know any Cambodian actresses.
I don't either.
You do know this one. Her ex-husband is Brad Pitt.
Angelina Jolie's Cambodian?
Apparently she's now a Cambodian citizen.
Wow.
Wow, really?
Isn't that where she was getting her kids from?
Was when you mentioned Brad Pitt.
One of her kids. Yeah, Louise says one of her kids is from Cambodia.
Right, that's what I thought. At least one. All right, Feathered Friends.
You know, you now have an iPhone that has a camera and a laptop that has a camera. You could put your girlfriend on the show, too.
Not without her permission, I won't.
Okay. I wouldn't mind watching you do it and get slapped. Charlie goes flying out of the bed.
Slapped.
Quit trying to start trouble, Alan.
Okay. Sorry, Charlie.
All right. Which Nordic... the new category, Feathered Friends. Which Nordic country did the wildly popular smartphone game Angry Birds originate? In which Nordic country did the wildly popular smartphone game Angry Birds originate in 2009?
I don't know. I have it on my phone, though. That's funny. I don't know where it came from.
I vaguely recall it coming from Denmark.
Oh, you're so close.
Oh.
Holland?
Holland is not a Nordic country.
I
don't know how to explain this to you. It is not in Scandinavia. It is not Nordic. Holland.
European country stuff.
I'm going to get you a globe. That's what you need. You need a globe so you can see where these countries are. Or the game Risk. Maybe the game Risk. You need to learn Risk.
Yeah.
It's a good way to learn.
Believe it or not, a lot of my geography is from playing Risk so much.
I know. Like, you know all those Russian Federation countries because of the game Risk. And I still think that, like, certain Republicans, they spent too much time in college playing Risk, and they think that the way to conquer the world is to put all your armies in the Middle East.
Yep.
Really?
That's a Risk strategy.
Sweden, then?
That's a popular Risk strategy. And people think it's going to work in real life. And the reason that it works is because it's a land bridge to three continents, which is also the reason why there has always been fighting in the Middle East, because it is a land bridge to three continents. And there will stop being fighting in the Middle East when it stops being a land bridge to three continents.
Well, I'm on Angry Birds right now, and it doesn't say where it's from. I was trying to cheat. Oh, well. I haven't played this in years.
My second guess was going to be Sweden.
Hey, you were in the right neck of the woods. That it was Finland.
Finland? Oh, okay.
Yep.
That would have been my fourth guess. And Norway was going to be next.
Denmark, Sweden, Norway, Finland. Eventually you would have gotten there. What is the last name of the Louisiana family who starred in the A&E reality show Duck Dynasty, which premiered in 2012? What's the last name of the Duck Dynasty?
You don't remember Duck Dynasty? Their last name was Robinson, wasn't it?
I believe so.
You're very close.
Oh.
Robertson.
Robertson is correct.
Robertson.
Oh, I watched it one time. I thought, boy, what did they get some of the dumbest people in the world? Idiots from Mississippi or something?
Louisiana.
I just know because it could be.
They're supposed to be Louisiana. And it's all an act. Like, those beards and stuff were fake. It was all just a whole total act. They're like...
They were fake? Believe... They didn't even grow those beards?
No!
Oh, well, that sucks.
No, they're like Ivy Leaguers.
I remember something about that. Like,
yeah, I remember reading something that it was fake. I thought, whoever wrote this is stupid. That was the real deal.
It was fake. It was all a put-on. It was all a put-on.
You know, 5 years from now, we're going to say the same thing about the Trump presidency.
Oh, God.
Well, that would also be true.
Yes.
For decades, what birds returned every year on March 19th to Mission San Juan Capistrano in California from their winter home in Argentina?
You should know that, Alan. That's your neck of the woods, isn't it?
I know. It's sparrows. I don't know.
Swallows, isn't it?
Swallows.
Yeah.
Sparrow, swallow, what's the difference? They're a bird. Both start with an S.
Tomato, tomato, hey?
Yeah, really. Swallow.
Both start with an S.
San Juan Capistrano is quite a ways from me. It's in Southern California, I think. Look, I don't really know where it's at.
I don't either.
Hey Siri, where is San Juan Capistrano?
I don't seem to be able to get your current location.
I don't seem to be able to get your current location. See, it doesn't know either.
What family with an avian last name is revisited in Harper Lee's sequel to her novel, To Kill a Mockingbird?
Robertson Crusoe.
What's the name of the lawyer in To Kill a Mockingbird?
I don't know. It's been so long since I've seen the movie.
Gregory Peck.
Who did Gregory Peck play?
Oh, Louise knows.
No, I don't. Don't say that.
Yes, you do.
We're going to guess Finch. Atticus Finch.
Finch is correct. So Finch is the name.
Gregory Peck was good because birds peck.
See, but the family name is Finch, which is a type of bird.
Yep.
Okay. In 2001, what pitcher known as the Big Unit threw a fastball that accidentally hit a low-flying dove in front of home plate?
It was not pretty either.
Well, tell us.
Randy Johnson.
That is correct.
Big Unit. I mean, it completely demolished that bird. Just spattered it all over. He was throwing like 100 miles an hour.
Wow.
I remember there was this girl that was on the softball team I was on for a short period of time in Beaumont, who she was like 4 foot tall, just teeny little thing, but she had a 95 mile an hour pitch.
Ooh.
She could throw her. I remember her like throwing to the guy that got me on the team, and it's like, with his glove, he caught the ball and was like, ah!
God, imagine how fast you can throw a hair dryer.
Yeah. Don't mess with her.
No.
Good point.
All right. What computer animated film about the bird napping of two rare blue macaws in Brazil was nominated for an Oscar for Best Original Song in 2012? Animated film about bird napping of two rare blue macaws in Brazil.
Oh, God. I think it's called Rio, wasn't it?
That is correct. All right.
Can I go back to hair dryers for a minute? on YouTube the other night, I was watching boyfriends and girlfriends get back at each other. So the boyfriend takes the girlfriend's hair dryer, and he's got a camera in the bathroom, and she gets out of the shower, and you can't see anything from the waist. You know, she's covered up. She's got clothing on. It's not a, you know, but she's probably 23 or something. She's got beautiful black hair, and she goes to turn this hair dryer on, and the first thing that comes out of it is like, you know, 4 ounces of talcum powder. Oh, was she pissed?
I'll bet.
Oh yeah, it was funny. He wasn't laughing though when she got him.
Funny thing about it, she wasn't laughing. Yeah.
Yeah. She didn't think it was so funny, and he didn't think it was so funny what she did to him. So.
Big online sales is the new category. What item was purchased for $168 million on eBay by a fabulously wealthy Russian businessman in 2006? Was it a plane, a yacht, or a tricked-out rail car?
In 2008?
Well, Russians are known for their yachts, so I'm going to guess yacht.
And you would be correct. Which item owned by Shoeless Joe Jackson, a White Sox baseball player in the early 20th century, sold for $1,610 on eBay in 2001. Was it a cap, a bat, or a glove?
A pair of White Sox. Only
Alan, when given three options for the correct answer, says something that's none of the
it
above.
It has something to do with Norway, I'm telling you.
I would think it'd have to be his glove. That's what baseball players are known for.
Nope, it was a bat.
I see the bat.
Oh, it's bat. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Nickname Black Betty, Betsy. The 36-inch long bat is made of hickory wood.
Yeah.
Well, most bats are made of hickory unless they're aluminum, right?
I think that's the one that the Major League Baseball players use. Right. Yeah, they're all
I've always heard, hickory.
And usually hickory, yeah.
Yeah.
What make of vehicle is the red Enzo supercar that sold on eBay in 2004 for $1 million?
Ferrari.
That is correct. Capable of going 217 miles per hour. Kind of only
slow.
400 were built.
Really. The good thing is you can get it with a glass bottom. No.
I mean, a glass bottom car, there wouldn't be a lot to see. You're just seeing concrete.
Or roadway or something. Oh, yeah. My girlfriend.
With a plane or a boat, there's something to see. With a car, there's nothing to see.
Yeah, well, if you're driving and you're looking at the glass bottom, you may not get to see much for very long.
That's true. also true. Yes.
Yeah.
In which big state is the small town of Bridgeville, which was auctioned off on eBay for $1.78 million in 2003.
California?
No clue. That is correct. The 82-acre town in northeast San Francisco has a population of 26.
California is correct.
All right. With which billionaire could you have broken bread in 2010 if you had outbid the guy who slapped down $2.6 million on eBay for the lunch date?
Warren Buffett.
That is correct.
Wow, okay.
Who was friends with my Aunt Shirley.
Wow.
And he doesn't like Trump, so I like him. I actually have some stock in Berkshire Hathaway. So.
Berkshire Hathaway bought my aunt's furniture store.
Great.
Wow.
They own a lot of things. I have eight. Everybody says, do you have A or B shares? And I have A shares, and they're worth a lot of money each. So, anyhow, we don't need to get into all that. But I don't have a lot of them. I'll tell you that much.
Because
I bought them 30 years ago, they were expensive, so.
Which baseball position was played by Pittsburgh Pirate Honus Wagner, whose trading card sold for $1.1 million on eBay in 2000? What position did he play?
Norway.
He was a shortstop, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
Yeah, I knew Charlie would know this. It had to do with sports. It
had to do with baseball.
Yeah.
but he's a softball guy, so.
I mean, you would think he would also know any questions about baseball, I would imagine.
Right. That was my point, yes.
Well, I grew up a huge baseball fan. White Sox and Cubs.
And now you got into huge baseball because the softball's bigger than a baseball.
Yeah. So true.
All right, new category, celebrity vegetarians.
Okay.
All right, what 42-year-old Dallas Buyers Club actor credited 20 solid years of eating vegetarian/vegan for his youthful good looks in 2014?
I don't know, I never saw the movie. I've heard of it, though.
The only one I can think of in that movie was Matthew McConaughey.
Nope, it's the guy that looks like Jesus.
And that's good looking?
He's pretty good looking.
Doesn't the pills and stuff fall through his hands? No.
Teddy Neely?
No, Jared Leto.
Oh, Jared Leto.
Never heard of
him. I forgot that he played Jesus, too.
Yeah. Oh, he kind of looks like Jesus.
Why can't Jesus eat M&Ms? They fall through the holes in his hands.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord. Sorry.
Which actor who plays Tyrion Lannister?
Tyrion Lannister
in Game of Thrones has been a vegetarian since he was a child out of respect for animals.
Well, I mean, Charlie obviously knows who it is.
Yes, I know.
I've never played it. Game of Thrones.
Peter Dinklage.
That is correct.
I never heard of him either.
Oh, he's been in lots of stuff. He's a great actor.
Yeah.
But he's a midget. He's a little person. I'm sorry. They don't like to be called midgets.
Kind of like Danny DeVito.
Yep.
What actress from Mars who went off meat as a teenager partly because she didn't enjoy it was named Sexiest Vegetarian Celebrity in 2013 by PETA?
I didn't know that we knew anybody from Mars.
It's got to be, God, what's her name? I hate that. It's one of my favorite actresses. She played Veronica Mars. That's where the Mars comes from.
Oh, okay.
I hate that I do this. I can remember somebody from 1920, but I can't remember.
You can't remember why you walked into the kitchen.
Yeah.
Oh, isn't that the truth? God.
Blonde, gorgeous.
I found out tonight that it helps if you put the K-cup in the machine when you press brew. Otherwise, you get a cup full of hot water.
It was Kristen Bell. Hubby Dax Shepherd was also named, but declined because he had begun eating chicken.
Yeah.
The worst part is with my hot water incident is I've done this before.
Which actress who didn't exactly look her best in 2015's The Lazarus Effect includes an all-veggie diet in her healthy lifestyle?
Charlize Theron?
Who?
Olivia Wilde.
Oh! Yeah.
Which actor who gained 70 pounds in 2006 for his Oscar-winning role as Idi Amin in The Last King of Scotland ditched meat in 2007?
Good for him.
Oh, is that his name? That's a weird actor's name.
Boris Whitaker.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Which former U.S. president who enjoyed chowing down on fast food burgers in the 90s went vegan for a healthier heart in 2010?
Well, that leaves Trump out. He does like munching down on
McDonald's. It should be obvious based on former president and the 90s.
Right.
Yep.
He could have been in the 20s, between 20, you know, and 2010, but Bill Clinton?
Bill Clinton is correct.
Bubba.
And he's not even from Norway, and I got it. You know?
All right,
I got a chuckle out of Alex tonight. We were showing off t-shirts, and he really liked it, the t-shirt I was wearing. Normally he says, oh, that's stupid. So, no, that's okay.
All right, which Germany-based sporting goods company announced its plan in 2015 to convert ocean plastic into shoes and possibly clothing? Which Germany-based sporting goods company announced its plan in 2015 to convert ocean plastic into shoes and possibly clothing?
Hablucker. No, there's a famous German
sporting goods company
store manufacturer.
I thought that they were Japanese. That's a
wild guess. I would say Adidas.
Adidas is correct.
Really? I thought they were an American company.
I thought they were a Japanese
company. That's the only German company I could think of.
I thought they were Japanese.
Wasn't Adidas the thing that the first athlete to ever put it on was the coach got it on Jenner's foot when he was on his shoe, the little emblem stripe. Yeah, whatever it is. I thought that was an American shoe company. Huh. Live and learn.
Which big brewing company trims an eighth of an inch from the diameter of its beer can, saving 21 million pounds of metal per year?
Anheuser-Busch.
And that is correct. Mm. The smaller, lighter cans contain the same amount of beer.
Just an eighth of an inch makes that much of a difference, huh?
Oh, it does. Let me tell you, if you're a Jewish baby, a male, that eighth of an inch can be a big difference.
Which snack food company deployed 176 all-electric delivery trucks in 2011, saving 500,000 gallons of fuel per year? Was it Frito-Lay, Nabisco, or Planters?
Shit, I would have guessed something else, but go ahead. Frito-Lay, what are the other two?
Frito-Lay, Nabisco, or Planters?
Nabisco.
Frito-Lay.
I have no clue. Who was it?
Frito-Lay.
Ah, Frito-Lay.
Their fleet also includes 600 hybrid sales cars.
Wow.
Wow.
Good for them.
What tech company run by Meg Whitman was given a Smart Way Excellence Award by the EPA in 2014 for environmental leadership?
Ran by Megan Lee?
No, Meg Whitman.
Go ahead.
It was Hewlett Packard.
They're that not is a car correct. Company, though.
You didn't say car company, did you?
I said, what tech company run by Meg Whitman?
Yeah, was given tech a... company, yeah.
Oh, tech company. Okay. I heard car company.
Yeah, Alan...
I gotta get my VPN and change it from Norway to somewhere else. I don't know. Somehow that's twice I didn't hear the right thing.
Yeah. Just listen to the question. All right. What SC Johnson glass cleaners bottle is now made from 50% post-consumer recycled plastic and is also recyclable when empty?
Well, if it's from plastic, anything's recyclable. So,
what
Johnson's baby shampoo? No.
Okay, try listening to the question, Alan. I will read it again. What SC Johnson glass cleaners bottle is now made from 50% post-consumer recycled plastic and is also recyclable when empty?
Windex.
Windex is correct. It's so much easier to...
I blew it because SC Johnson, I don't own stock in, but I own stock in Johnson & Johnson. They're two different companies. And Johnson & Johnson makes Johnson's baby shampoo. So my question would, even if you had asked it the way I thought you'd asked it, it would have been wrong. So, but I did get it right after she
asked it. See, it's so much easier to answer the question correctly when you actually listen to the question.
Yeah, you know, it's late at night. What do you want? Is Isn't it time for another burrito?
What kind of energy-saving vehicle does Bank of America give its employees a $3,000 cash reward for buying? What kind of energy-saving vehicle does Bank of America give its employees a $3,000 cash reward for buying?
Prius?
Well, that's one, but the larger category.
Car?
Alan was closer with Prius.
Oh, okay. A hybrid car, then.
There you go.
Well, Prius is a hybrid car.
Yeah.
That's why I said you were very close.
And thank God it wasn't the all-electric car of somebody we
you know who, need. Yeah.
All right. Tech company logos is our new category. What photo sharing app is identified by a little ghost mascot doodled by its CEO, Evan Spiegel, in 2011. Which photo sharing app is identified by a little ghost mascot doodled by its CEO, Evan Spiegel, in 2011? Photo sharing app.
Photo sharing app.
Instagram?
Nope. Snapchat.
Snapchat. Okay.
Never even heard of it. Huh.
Never. Oh, I've heard of it. I just didn't know who the CEO was or whatever.
Yeah.
What color is the letter Y in the eBay logo, which was refreshed in 2012 for the first time in 17 years?
Blue.
Nope. Nope. It's green.
I don't know. There's too many colors to guess.
Green.
Yeah. I don't know.
It was a guess. I don't know. Black?
Green.
Green.
I was close. If you put black and blue together, you get green. I don't know.
Now you put yellow and blue together.
Yellow and
blue make green.
Blue together, you get green.
Okay. Okay. Well, I knew it had something to do with blue. I couldn't remember. You see eBay all over the place here. I live in Silicon Valley, and, you know, I never pay attention to things like that.
What kind of online biz is Gett, G-E-T-T, whose logo is the silhouette of a man holding up his hand? Is it an auction house, a rideshare company, or a sporting goods shop?
Holding up his hand must be an
auction company. A ride-sharing.
Ride-sharing company is correct.
What is the name of the ride-sharing?
Yes. Which are introduced in New York City in 2013, the logo looks like someone hailing a cab.
Ah.
Yeah, they're not here. So, if it's called Get, that was just a guess.
All right. What social networking company groomed its blue mascot in 2012 by sharpening its feathers to look more aerodynamic and upturning its beak?
Its feathers.
And it's not called that anymore. Let me read the question again.
Okay.
What social networking company groomed its blue mascot in 2012?
Facebook.
No, go ahead, Charlie.
It's Twitter. It's not called Twitter anymore.
It's called Shitter.
Yeah.
Shitter. X-Shitter.
All right. What photo sharing company's memorable camera icon inspired Polaroid to make a similar looking real life camera in 2015? What photo sharing company's memorable camera icon inspired Polaroid to make a similar looking real life camera in 2015?
Snapchat. I don't know. I don't know what a photo sharing company is. So, and you said Snapchat earlier on something else, but I don't know.
Instagram. Say Instagram again.
Instagram is correct.
Oh, there you go.
The social
media. Keep answering the same thing. It's going to be right sooner or later.
The Socialmatic camera has a built-in printer.
Oh, wow.
Well, but the regular, how's that? I don't understand how that is. How that would be, because Polaroid, by it, it has a built-in printer. It's part of the film.
What?
Anyhow, never mind. Go ahead.
What color is the center circle in the iconic logo of Google Chrome?
The center circle, because there are two. Google, O-O. So you got to pick one of the two, red or orange. Either? Oh.
I don't know. I blue. Log on to Chrome every day.
Yeah. I use Chrome all the time.
It's blue.
It's blue. Okay.
Now they changed it then.
No, they didn't. Red, yellow, and green are on the outer circle. Blue is the center circle.
Really?
Yep. I'm looking at the icon right now.
I believe you.
Oh, yeah, there it is. I'm using Chrome right now to do all this.
Yeah.
Wow. And I thought Norway was bad.
The problem is you never answered Norway. You answer Holland.
Oh, well, what do I know?
Holland.
They're all in that part of the world.
No, that is why I said you need a globe, because Holland is nowhere near Norway, Sweden, Finland, or Denmark. It's on the other side of Europe.
Yep.
You need to look at a map.
I'm going to right now. I'm looking at it right now. I'm looking at Denmark. Norway is right north of Denmark. Come on.
Yeah,
but nowhere near Holland.
Oh, did I say Holland?
Holland is what you kept saying.
Oh. Yeah, Holland's not near Norway. Sweden, that's what I was thinking of.
But the correct answer was Finland, which is even further from Holland.
Right. One question, it was Nordic country, and one was a question about a Scandinavian country, and Holland is neither of those things.
Yeah, I'm going to leave this screen up here that labels the Scandinavian countries in case we get another question like that.
All right, new category, food news. Oh, wait, we're out of time.
Oh, wow.
We're past out of time. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you again for a fun evening, as always. And have a great weekend. Last weekend was Father's Day, right?
Yes.
Yes. So is there anything coming up this weekend? I don't know.
No, we just had Juneteenth yesterday, so.
Yeah. Yep, Juneteenth. The rest of the world learned about Juneteenth.
Yep.
Yeah.
We've known about it a long time in Texas.
It's about time the rest of the world learns about it.
All right. Well, remember, get registered, get informed, get politically active, and go vote. And if you don't have anything nice to say, come sit next to me.